Yeah, we're ready to go again. I think, Jim, we tried to look back and see when we started. I know my father was a member of the department back in the mid-60s, and I know I can remember them shooting fireworks at that time. So, you know, we've got several years under our belt, I guess. So, but we'll be ready to go again July the 4th out at the fairgrounds, and we hope everybody can get out there and support us.
Can you hint a little bit about what people can expect this year?
Yeah, our show this year is pretty much what it was last year. Last year we did add some bigger shells, some 8-inch shells, which I think added to the show. We got one of the complaints we heard was we were using a lot of boxes, and we weren't getting enough heights, so it's kind of hard to tell how many people are actually watching, but I think there's a lot of different viewing places, so we get people from all over the community kind of watching. So we went to some bigger shells so we can get them up in the air a little higher so people can sit back a ways and still be able to see.
And I guess that's the one thing that I think Aledo proper, I mean, if you basically live in the city of Aledo, you probably should be able to see those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things for us. It's hard to tell how many people actually come out to watch them because there are so many different vantage points. I know my family goes out to the highway department and watch us from there. And so there's a lot of different areas that you can sit and watch from. So not just the fairgrounds. So I know Paulo's always full. So there's a lot of different vantage points to be able to see the fireworks.
So like logistically, like how many people are like involved in actually, I've always wondered this, like setting them off?
There's three licensed pyrotechnic technicians that do the primary part of the shooting. A year ago, we did add some electronic firing, so that has made it a little easier, a little safer, I guess you could say. All of our bigger shells are actually electronically fired. All of our smaller shells are individually fired, so one of the technicians has to actually walk up and with a flare and light each individual shell. So safety is important. When we go out, we probably have 10 to 12 guys with us. Everybody's got a little different job, and certain guys do the lighting, and several of them are just safety guys, just kind of standing around making sure everything's going good.